Hi, this is episode 4 of the Iron Knowledge podcast. So the first app we're going to be talking about today is a new game on the App Store called Framed. Now, Framed is essentially a crime game. It's based in the sort of black and white sort of Scepter look, and it's got a very unique twist to it. So unlike most crime games where you're trying to solve the crime or you're trying to help in some way, you are in Framed, you're trying to help the person who committed the crime escape. But it's not the sort of the typical open the door, help them escape type thing. The game plays out like a comic book, and you help the character escape by moving the different scenes around on the screen. So for example, in one of the scenes, the first comic book shows a hallway, the second scene of the comic book shows a policeman, and the third one shows an open door. So you'd move the open door in front of the policeman, so the character would run down the open down the corridor and into the open door, avoiding the policeman. It's the type of game that you really need to sort of play and see to understand fully, but it's a great app. I mean, I've just recently upgraded to an iPhone 6, and I've been playing this on this quite a lot. It is a really sort of addicted 5-minute fix, jump on it type game, really worth downloading, really fun, really mind-boggling. I have found myself sort of a bit frustrated sometimes, thinking, come on, what's the fix here? Because you don't quite understand what the character's going to do with that square. So there may be a square that shows a drain pipe, and you think, well, is he going to climb up the drain pipe or down the drain pipe? So it's a little bit frustrating at the same time, but it's good. It makes you think, and it's a really good game to get hold of. Moving on to my second sort of mention of the day, this isn't a game or a fitness app like I've normally been reviewing. This is a video playing application. So if you remember VLC when that came out for the iPhone not too long ago, it was a great video playing application. Now, VLC has said they'll have a comeback and has said they will come back, but unfortunately we haven't seen that yet and we don't know when that'll be. In the meantime, there's a free application out there called Infuse. Now, Infuse is exactly the same as VLC. It plays in multiple video formats. You can plug it into your Mac or PC, drag and drop videos into it, and it will sort them and play them. Now, what Infuse does that VLC never did is it uses metadata found in the videos to categorise them. So let's say you've downloaded 10 episodes of South Park. You will drop these into Infuse, and it will group them all together and say, here is your ticket for South Park, and you'll press the ticket and it'll take you in and say, here's your 10 episodes. Now, in VLC, you had to make that connection yourself, and you have to drag and drop things into folders. Infuse uses its sort of intelligence to work it out better. Now, there is pro features on Infuse for an in-app purchase, which, to be honest, is quite expensive and I haven't done, but the in-app purchase is $7.99, and what that gets you is it gets you AirPlay, it gets you surround sound, and it also gives you a few sort of other little features. Personally, I've not tried it yet. I don't think it's... I want an app that'll just play some videos while I'm commuting to work and back, so I don't really see the need to have AirPlay and big surround sound when I've got headphones plugged in. But Infuse is a great VLC alternative. And my final review for today is going back to a game that I really enjoy playing. It's got much better now. I've upgraded my phone from a 5 to a 6 because I've got the bigger screen to play it on and the graphics are much better. But it is First Strike. Now, First Strike is the type of game I imagine you play if you've got an inner psychopath. With First Strike, you are in charge of a country. So you're in charge of Europe, or I know Europe isn't a country, but you understand what I'm talking about, or Russia, or the United States, or Brazil. And you're in charge of that country's nuclear arsenal. And First Strike is quite a heavy strategy game where you have the ability to fire missiles at other countries, you are getting fired at by other countries, you have the sort of moral standing, and it's quite a... For what I thought was a 2-minute kind of, oh, this is going to be a fun blow some stuff up game, it actually asks a lot of moral questions. For example, you can choose to launch a nuclear strike on a smaller country, and that's fine, but then you will receive ramifications for bigger countries. You can strike the bigger countries, but then the smaller, and it's a great game. Again, it's not in the sort of 5-and-a-fix category, it's more in the sort of 10-15 minute sit down, sort of think about what you're doing type game, but it really is a good purchase. Now, when I picked up First Strike, it was free. I think there's a charged app on the App Store now, but it's really worth picking up. It's a good few hours of entertainment in it. And that's my final sort of review for today. As always, if you have any questions, comments or concerns, you can catch me at the iKnowledgePodcast@gmail.com. Now, in the next few weeks, I have lined up some pretty, what I would call, impressive guests. I've lined up a few application developers who are going to give me a bit of an insight into their life and what how they work and what apps they use. So we'll look forward to that. But again, big thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.